Radio WTAM 1100 News, Talk, and Sports.
And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Sports part now. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Cleveland.com checks in on a Friday. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
Guys, we got a win. 9-game losing streak for the Indians over. But before we talk about the excitement of a win, great post you had, just Indians notes going into last night, but specifically on offense, bringing some of these guys up from AAA. And you were putting the question to Chris Antonetti and Mike Snyder about the difference between, we've seen guys come up here, they can't get a hit, and they got to go back down. Is the level of play, the disparity, is it wider than ever now, Terry, or what?
I think so. Chris Antonetti said, well, it seems like you talk about that every year. Well, maybe there's a reason for that, because the gulf is widening, and I do think the pandemic led to more of that. But it is astounding. There's a guy like Owen Miller who was hitting .406 when the Indians brought him up and had a very good spring training. I saw him. I thought he would be one of the few guys to make the adjustment easily. I think he went like 5 for 46. I mean, nothing. He just didn't hit. He hit like nothing. The only guy they brought up that has hit the ball and really contributed offensively is Bradley. That's been it.
Yeah, and he delivered last night. But, in your piece, Terry, though, you mentioned like a Daniel Johnson. He's hitting .218 in Columbus, so why are you expecting him to hit a whole lot more in the majors, you know?
Yeah, so they're just kind of grabbing at guys. They're looking, well, we did like him in spring training. We liked him in the past. I do think that there was a big problem for minor leaguers, not just with the Indians, but with a lot of different teams, because they just didn't play baseball last year. And I don't want to hear a whole lot about the alternative site. I mean, I remember when Plesac was doing a little bit of his time in purgatory. They would play like 4 or 5 innings games, and times when he didn't pitch, he was like playing the outfield, and they were scrimmaging. That didn't really create what hitters need. They always talk about the need for repetition, all that stuff. They didn't have it. So sometimes just say, look, we like Daniel Johnson. I think he's a good prospect. He's not doing anything now, but let's bring him up and see.
Terry, you look at this team and 3 to go before the break here. Franmil Reyes, though, you look at him. Boy, there aren't that many big power hitters, right-handed hitting power hitters. He is a guy that, boy, when he gets rolling, he can carry a team.
I mean, if you look at it, his stats since he came to the Indians, I think he's played like 160 games, and he's hit 34 homers. And that is probably what he will do. He will hit 35 to 40 homers a year, if he stays relatively healthy, because power hitters also tend to just get better as they get older. They figure things out a little more. I mean, that's going to end up looking like a terrific trade. He's part of the, Trevor Bauer deal, because he knew they weren't going to keep Bauer. And you get a guy that could hit 30 to 40 homers a year, and he's under team control for a long time, as they say. That could be one of those gold star things that you're really happy about.
E11.
What you want and need to know to start the day. Wills and Snyder, Cleveland's Morning News on Cleveland's News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Did I get that right? We could do a replay like they did last night on the
We could.
The spelling
we could.
Thing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They weren't sure on one of the words what the kid said, right?
Right. They wasn't sure if he said an I or a Y. Yeah,
just
I
like
think
the sports. Let's go back
so there
and
you
look
go.
At the tape. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's a lot on the line of those spelling bees.
Speaking of the tape here, one more time. We got to hand it to him. Here we go.
Well, I don't do this often, but I guarantee the losing streak stops tonight.
Jensen Lewis last night joined us now. Bally Sports. Morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good. Scooter said, by the way, hold on. He wants to go over some races with you as well for today, just FYI.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
They get the win, the losing streak over. Let's talk first, or I want you to talk about Zach Plesac. 4 innings, what'd you see?
Wilsey, I think he was as good as you could have hoped coming back. And any guy who has the opportunity, after a month or so off to take the mound, especially knowing that you're in the midst of a 9-game losing streak, I think there could have been plenty of instances where Zach tried to overdo things. I think he showed a lot of presence, a lot of calmness, Fastball was crisp. The first three innings, I thought he was really good. A couple of pitches elevated in the zone, and again, in the big leagues, doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a veteran. Those mistakes are going to get taken out, and it happened. But I mean, he really was on pace to even get close to six innings through 65 pitches with how good he was in the first couple of frames.
You know, Jensen, I think what we are seeing this year for the Indians is the importance of spring training for pitchers to get ready, aren't we?
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing, Mikey, is I think a lot of people will look back on this season once it's done and say, hey, man, we got a lot of guys in there. We got a lot of experience. That's not the way you draw it up. And I think this is also the year where we always say eight guys coming out of spring training as far as starting pitchers go that you feel like you're confident in. They may go to 10 for next year just because I don't know if anyone could have expected that you had to dig down to double A to try and get some starters to come up to the big league level.
And once a guy goes down, I guess my point too, Jensen, building back up, I saw some video, I think you guys showed it earlier this week, Shane Bieber on the side. Now, he's not thrown a ball yet, but yet he's on the mound. Explain what he's trying to do there and just even without a baseball to get himself built back up again.
Yeah, Mikey, what he's trying to do is have that muscle memory already, so when he picks up the ball, it really speeds up his recovery time as far as being able to feel good through the mechanics, being able to repeat his delivery. So when you're able to do that mentally, and you'll see some guys even do it with their eyes closed, we call it feeling through your mechanics, and being able to have that repeatability, that's where Biebs is. So doing everything he possibly can to speed up this timetable as much as possible.
Well, he's back. Tristan McKenzie goes tonight. This young man, I think we can all see, he's got the talent to stay up here. What does he need to do tonight, Jensen?
I think he mentally needs to believe that he belongs, quite honestly. I mean, you're 6'5", 6'6", with swing and miss stuff. We know that's there, and I think you nailed it. If he's got that ability, now it's time to actually understand that if you fall behind in the count, throw it down the middle. Force guys to try and beat you. You can't walk guys and give free passes. That just doesn't work up here in the major leagues. So, you know, it looked like he was doing pretty well last couple of starts down in Columbus. Let's hope that he has a great outing tonight and can really springboard off that.
Speaking of tonight, McKenzie and Keller, I mentioned this night earlier, both these guys have ERAs over six. So if you're managing this going in tonight, you hoping for like 10 runs? Or are you keeping your... Are you just keeping the bullpen ready? You just want to try and outscore the other team? Keep your starting there as long as you can? Or
yeah, well, I mean, the way the Indians have gone against the Royals this year, Wilsey, they have scored four or more runs in every single win. The only loss, they didn't score any. So I said in the Houston series, the first team to five wins. Yeah. I think that's probably the case tonight.
How about the no-hitter, non-no-hitter, seven-inning thing the other night? I didn't hear your take on that.
Yeah, so according to Elias, the official statistician of Major League Baseball, no individual or team will be credited with a no-hitter in a scheduled seven-inning doubleheader. That would have to go extra innings for that to qualify.
Right.
So right now, the Indians still not a part of history. They still only have two official no-hitters against
them. As a pitcher, what do you think of that, though?
There's
one over the middle of the plate right there.
It should be a no-hitter. Okay. Come on.
All right.
That's Broad Man Fred's territory right there.
All right. You got work this weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll see it at 6:30 tonight. It'll be 5:30 tomorrow because it's a 6 o'clock start on Saturday and then 12:30 on Sunday to wrap up the first half.
Jensen Lewis, Bally Sports. Hold on. Scoot's got a couple horses he wants to ask you about, too.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Ready to go.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks.
Total Tribe coverage here. We'll talk to Andre Knott coming up at 8:45. Tribe Royal tonight, game 2, 7:10, means the Dollar Bank Tribe Insider presented by Brew Kettle cranks up at 6 on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Home. Let's talk some Tribe now. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Valley Sports, Andre Knott on a Friday morning. Morning, Andre.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, especially after a win. I know it's 162. There's never a must win until you're in the playoffs, but guys, after 9 losses, coming back, Andre, so important to finally get that W last night, right?
Yeah, you're right. I know there's 162, and you never get any must wins, but that was not only just, you know, for the victory for the team, just mentally. I mean, I think this team has been through so much in the first half. You didn't want to limp into the All-Star break. You know it's been tough, but if you kept laying the way they were, you didn't want those feelings for the next week going into the second half of the season.
Well, Dre, maybe it's a good omen. You had your head on a swivel in your pregame shot when Franmil was coming up from behind there. What? How did you know that?
The secret he doesn't know is there's people that speak in my ear and tell me things as well. and I've kind of asked in the past if somebody like that, you can almost feel him hawking over you. He is, though.
He is a big guy, and he's just an engaging guy. And the thing about it, at a right-handed power hitter, he's homered in each of the last three games. That was big last night, but he's the kind of guy that can really carry a team when he gets hot, can't he?
Yeah, he really can. It's just his presence in the lineup. And look, last night, you totally understand what Mike Matheny did. And he answered after the game. He said, Jose Ramirez has beat us too many times in that situation. He goes, we tried the next guy. And he goes, I tipped my cap to him. The guy beat us. But I didn't want Jose Ramirez to beat us because he's done it several times. And I think, when you look throughout the year, that's to me the most surprising thing about Jose Ramirez's season, that he's put up these type of numbers without having Franmil, behind him for most of the season. So it's big to have him. It's big to have his energy. It's big just to have his presence, because it was desperately missed going into this week.
Well, that's a great example of when you're missing key people, right? Having him there, then they had to make a decision, and then they do walk Jose. Franmil said he wanted that opportunity, and he delivered. Dre, Bobby Bradley has shown that he really likes hitting at home, and he's got the power. What are your thoughts about where he is right now?
I think Bobby is finally mentally at a really good place. I think he's not trying to prove to others and himself that he belongs in the majors. He feels like he should be here. Now he did go through a period of time where he struck out a lot. And you're right, hitting at home has been huge for him. In one aspect, I think Bobby Bradley is what this season's all about. Sure, they want to make the playoffs. Sure, you want to try to win a World Series. But at the end of this year, they got to find out if Bobby Bradley can be their everyday first baseman. So far, it looks like he's prepared and ready to do that.
They're going to send Plesac out to Arizona to pitch, I think, right?
Yes, sir. You got it. He'll go out and pitch on Tuesday, I believe, during the All-Star break, and then he'll be ready to go for Game 3 out of the All-Star break. And he should be up to about 100 pitches by the time that all happens.
And tonight, Tristan McKenzie gets another shot. Dre, your thoughts about him?
Well, Tristan's got all the talent in the world. He's putting it together and just throwing strikes and believing in his stuff. I think it's the hardest thing for young pitchers to do is believe in, what they're throwing and what they're doing. And once they do that, they usually take off. And that's just where they're at with Tristan. He has to believe in himself first and foremost.
Valley Sports, Andre Knott, looking forward to being on 14 podcasts between now and next Friday at the All-Star break. I'm sure with different hosts all around the country talking about our Indians. Great job as always. Thank you. Have a good weekend, my man.
Have a great weekend. You guys take care, pal.
See you, Dre.
Dollar Bank Tribe Insider presented by Brew Kettle with our coverage 6 o'clock tonight. First pitch 7:10 on WTAM 1100, right?
Yeah, Tristan McKenzie. Can you just believe in yourself, yep. Tristan. You've got the stuff.